ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key with Sheikh Rouhani on RIB English Radio.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Dear and respected brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In this program of The Key, we are going to, inshallah, answer some of the very important religious questions regarding the a principle of imamate in which we Muslims believe in. One of the very significant questions regarding the imamate is this, that we have the principle of infallibility in which the Shia Muslims believe, which means that according to the 12 Shias, the Imams are infallible, the same as the Prophets who are infallible, making no mistakes, committing no sins. Now the question is that where does this infallibility come, and why is the Imam infallible, and why must the Imam be infallible? This is a very significant question that you might ask yourself, that if, for example, Imam is not infallible, then what would be the consequence, what would be the problem with that Imam who is not, for example, infallible? So, and that is why, first of all, let's explain that what do we mean by infallibility. Then, inshallah, in this series of the episodes that we are going to have on infallibility of the Imams, we will, inshallah, try to answer the questions as well. Infallibility with respect to the Imam are as follows. Infallibility, or isma, in identifying and elucidating the teachings and the laws of religion. When we say Imam is ma'soom, we mean that Imam is able completely, comprehensively, perfectly to identify the true and exact teachings and laws of religion. He makes no mistake in identifying the laws of religion. This is one of the steps of isma, or infallibility, that Imam should have. Secondly, infallibility in acting upon the religious laws and commands. First, Imam must be able to identify the true and exact teachings of Islam and laws of religion and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he must be able to act exactly in accordance with the commandment of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with accordance with religious laws. This is the second. The third, we mean that infallibility from error in determining what is good or bad for the Islamic society. So Imam, first of all, must be able to identify correctly and truly and thoroughly the laws of religion. Imam must be able to apply all those laws and rulings in his life and making no mistake in acting upon them. Thirdly, Imam must be far from any kind of mistakes and errors committing in the society, because he must be immune, let's say, from any kind of error in determining what is good or bad for the society as well, because he is the guide, he is the leader, he has to safeguard the people against hellfires. But of course, in the society, of course, he should not make any mistake. So these three levels of infallibility we have, that we are going to, inshallah, explain that why is it necessary for the Imam to be infallible in these three aspects: understanding or identifying the true religious laws, acting exactly upon that, and of course, guiding the society with truth, with, let's say, true guidance, making no mistakes and errors in the society as well, because he has to fulfill the justice in the society. Thank you very much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Rouhani in the program The Key on RIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.